Now I can certainly listen to him for hours.
我当然是可以坐在那儿一直听他讲。
The Christmas season describes how the Son of God became one of us.
在圣诞节我们就想到啊，神的儿子怎么样跟我们成为一。
And you can divide his becoming one of us into three parts.
但是他们与我们成为一可以分成三个部分。
With his birth, he was born as one of us.
当他出生的时候，他成为我们之一。
In his crucifixion, he became one with our sin.
当他在钉在十字架上的时候，他与我们的罪合为一。
And in his resurrection and our faith in him, we became one with him.
当他复活的时候，靠着信，我们与他合为一。
If you read the Gospels and the Epistles, there is a fundamental difference between those two sets of books.
当您在读福音书跟书信的时候，你们会发现这是有一个非常根本的不同。
In the Gospels, the most common title for Jesus Christ is the Son of Man.
在福音书当中，啊，耶稣基督最常出现的称呼是人子。
It is not the title Christ，
而不是基督。
It is not the title Lord，
也不是啊主这个称呼。
But the most common title that appears 83 times is the Son of Man.
最常在福音中出现的称呼就是人子，一共出现了83次。
When Jesus would talk about himself, he would call himself the Son of Man.
当耶稣论到自己的时候，他也自称为人子。
That emphasizes how the Son of God became one with us.
这就是在强调神的儿子怎么样成为我们之一。
And as one with us,He is also called the last Adam.
作为我们中的一个，他又被称为末后的亚当。
The first Adam, according to the Bible, became a living soul. He was made alive.
那首先的亚当，根据圣经的记载，成了有灵的活人。
The last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
那是末后的亚当，成了叫人活的灵。
And in his ministry, he is described as having a human genealogy. He has become one with us.
在耶稣开始传道的时候，啊，人们就记载了他的家谱，他就是成为我们中的一个。
For example, in Luke.
比如说在路加福音中。
And when he began his ministry, Jesus himself was about 30 years old.Of age, being supposedly being considered the son of Joseph, the son of Eli.
耶稣开头传道，年纪约有三十岁。依人看来，他是约瑟的儿子。约瑟是西里的儿子。
Then, as the genealogy goes along, it ends with this statement.
当家谱继续记载的时候，到最后
，He is the son of Enosh, the son of Seth.The son of Adam, the son of God.
他是以挪士，是赛特的儿子，赛特是亚当的儿子，亚当是神的儿子。
Now, why did he become one with us?
他为何成为我们之一呢？
This describes what.Humanity is the slide you're seeing.
那么您看到这张投影片，就是描述了到底人性是什么。
And if I were to ask you this morning, what is humanity?
如果今天早上我问您，那什么是人性呢？
You would probably mention everything on the list except for probably the last one.
那您可能会列举出这个投影片上的所有的这些点，除了可能是除了最后的一点。
When we talk about humanity, we talk about humanity from the beginning with Adam all the way up to today.
是，当我们说到人性的时候，我们是从亚当开头一直直到今日。
And all of humanity is a unit.
那所有的人类都是合为一的。
An intergenerational unit from beginning to end.
这是从开始直到末了的一种跨时代的跨世代的联合。
And everyone in this room, including this Caucasian, is dependent upon Adam's DNA.
那所有坐在这个大堂里面的，包括这位白人，那么他们都具有这个亚当的基因。
And everything about us is physically dependent upon the DNA that we have inherited.
那我们所有的一切都是从这个基因遗传来的。
And it goes all the way back to Adam and to Eve.
可以一直追溯到亚当跟夏娃。
Humanity is a unit.
所以人性它是一个合一的。
Comprising two parts.
那包含了两个方面
，female and male，
是男性跟女性
，and also comprising individuals，
但是当然也包含了个人。
Imagine this from Adam all the way up to you。
所以来，我们想象一下，从亚当一直到这个人
，every human being is different。
那每一个个人都是不同的
，an astounding thing，
这是一个非常令人吃惊的。
We're a unit, but comprised of individuals。
我们是合为一，但是每一个呢，又是一个不同的个体。
And we're all made in the image of God，
但都是照神的形象所造。
But here's the part that is often forgotten。
但是我有一件事我们常常忘记。
Humanity is a unit.
人性是合一的。
But humanity is a unit whose fate was determined, spiritually determined by one person.
但是这个人性是由一人所决定的。
And that one person is Adam.
那个人就是亚当。
So when you think of yourself,
那你想到你自己的时候
，I'm sure you think of yourself this way all the time。
我想你可能一直都是这么想的。
You wake up in the morning，
早上醒来
，and you say， I am part of this huge unit stretching all the way back to Adam。
你就会说我是这整个合一的一部分一直可以追溯到亚当。
And my bad eyesight and my heart condition, it's all his fault.
那我的视力，我的心脏的这个问题，全都是他的过错。
And worse than that,
还有更糟的。
Every spiritual problem I have is his fault.
我所有属灵的问题，全都是他的过错。
Because we're a unit.
因为我们都是联合的。
Now, angels are individual creations.
那天使它是单独受造的个体。
But we have this amazing thing about us that we're part of one.
但是奇妙的是，我们却是这个联合在一起的一体中的一部分。
So humanity is one.And humanity is controlled by Adam's choice at the tree.
所以人性是合一的， 但都是由亚当在那棵树前面所做的抉择所决定的。
If you were to say what a human being is,
如果你要说那人性到底是什么呢？
The one thing we must never forget is that human beings are a product of Adam's choice.
所以我们必须要记得啊，人性是亚当所做的抉择的产物。
And so in the book of Romans, Romans chapter 5,
在罗马书啊，罗马书第五章
，Paul describes how human nature was determined by one man。
那保罗就描述了人性是怎么样由一人所决定的。
So then, in verse 18 of Romans chapter 5, so then as through one transgression there resulted condemnation to all men.
所以在罗马书五章十八节的时候保罗就讲到，如此说来，因一次的过犯，众人都被定罪。
That's how God designed it.
这就是神所决定的。
That one man's choice would determine either liberation or condemnation for everyone.
所以一个人的选择就决定了每一个人是得到释放还是被定罪。
That's downright un-American.
所以这对美国人来讲是 很自然的。
Even the British wouldn't do that.
这个英国人不会这么做。
Where one man's choice would determine everyone's fate.
一个人的选择就会决定所有人的命运。
For as through one man's disobedience, the many were made sinners. Verse 19.
对，在十九节，因一人的悖逆，众人就成为罪人。
So you have all of humanity being determined by this one man's choice, Adam's choice.
所以人性就是由这一人的他的决定所他的选择所决定的。
And in during the Christmas season, we celebrate the fact that Christ has become one of us.
在圣诞节的时候，我们庆祝耶稣成为我们中的一个。
And he became one of us in order to nullify what Adam has done.
他成为我们中的一个，就是要去取消、消除亚当所做的。
And in an absolutely astounding thing,
一个非常令人震惊的事情
it describes in the Bible how this one person, Jesus Christ, who became one with us, has also become all of humanity's sin.
就是说当耶稣基督成为我们中的一个时候，他也就成为了我们所有人的罪。
People, many, many people complain about God's ways.
那很多人就是来抱怨神的做法。
And many people complain about the condition this world is in.
他们抱怨现在处的这个世界的状况。
And they blame God.
他们埋怨上帝。
And they may not say it, but they may think it.
他们可能没有口头上没有说，但是心里面这样想。
A God who created a world like this should be punished.
创造这样一个世界的上帝是应该受到惩罚的。
And God actually agrees with them.
但神其实是同意这种说法的。
He chose to have his son punished.
他选择让他的儿子受到惩罚。
For what this world had become.
是为了这个世界。
And so he took our sin and he became our sin on the cross.
他就成为我们的罪在十字架上成为我们的罪。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21 says it this way.
哥林多后书五章二十一节这样讲。
He made him who knew no sin to become sin on our behalf.
神使那无罪的替我们成为罪。
That we might become the righteousness of God in him.
好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
An incredible thing.
这是一个非常令人难以置信的。
God the Son became human sin so that we might end up having the very righteousness of God the Father.
神的儿子成为我们的罪使我们可以在他里面成为神的义。
And also, he started a new humanity.
然后呢，他又创造了一个新的人性，新的人类。
Whenever you think about what is humanity,
当你想到人性或者人类的时候，
as a Christian, you always have to have this one key thought.
作为一个基督徒，那你应该有这样一个想法。
God designed and intended that humanity's fate would be determined by one man and one man's choice.
所以神在创造人类的时候，他就说人类的命运是由一个人的抉择所来决定的。
That was placed right in the very design of what it meant to be part of humanity.
所以呢，这就是在他创造人类的时候一个非常基本的一个部分。
And that is why he sent the Son.
这就是他为什么要差派他的儿子。
To start a brand new humanity.
是创造一个新的人类。
And this brand new humanity would be dependent again on one man's choice.
那这个新的人类也是取决于一个人的抉择。
Now let's describe this new humanity that's based on this one man's choice, on Christ's choice.
那么我们现在就来描述一下这个由基督的选择所决定的新的人类。
This new humanity, this Christian humanity, is a unity and it's called the body of Christ.
那么这个新的人类也是一个联合，那称为基督的身体。
And this new body is dependent upon our union with Christ.
那这个身体是取决于我们与基督的联合。
And it again comprises two genders, male and female.
它还是包含了两性，男性和女性。
And everyone in this new humanity is an individual person.
那在这个新人类里面，每一个人还是一个个体。
And every person in this new humanity is truly made in the image of God.
那在这个新人类中的每一个个体也都是按照神的形象所造。
And this spiritually, this new humanity is spiritually determined by Christ's choice.
但是在灵里面，这个新的人类是由基督所做的选择所决定的。
Now, when I think about this, this is very exciting to me.
当我们想到这的时候，我们会非常的兴奋。
First of all, to think that humanity is so unique.
当我们想到人性是非常的独特。
To have billions and billions of people, but their fate was determined by one man named Adam.
那成千上亿的人，他们的命运是由一个人决定的，这个人的名字叫亚当。
I have made this comment that probably Adam is the most unpopular man in heaven.
我有这样的一个评论，就是亚当可能是一个世界上最不受欢迎的人。
And when we get to heaven, if we find him, probably all of us would like to kick him.
如果我们进了天堂碰到亚当，我们可能都会去踢他。
We could spend two things doing in heaven. Two things we could do in heaven.
那在天堂我们可能有可以做两件事。
Praise God and kick Adam.
一个就是赞美神，一个就是去踢亚当。
Because it's all his fault.
因为都是他的过错。
Now, we all do some evil things.
我们其实都会做一些恶事。
But it's all his fault.
但那全都是他的过错。
He made the choice that led to all of us being established as sinners.
因为他的选择，我们全都成了罪人。
Now, that doesn't sound fair.
这听起来好像不是太公平。
But God takes the very same device of having humanity's fate determined by one person.
但神就是用了同样的这个人类的命运由一人所决定这样的一个原则。
He uses that design feature.
他用这样的一个设计
To rescue us,
来拯救我们
by sending the Son of God to become the last Adam,
差派他的儿子成为末后的亚当
and just as Adam's choice condemned us,
就像亚当的选择定我们的罪一样
Christ's choice frees us,
基督的罪基督的选择使我们得释放。
Now, in the book of Romans, chapter 5, it compares Adam and Christ.
在罗马书第五章就是比较了亚当跟基督。
And there's a set of phrases. One phrase is much more, and another phrase is even so.
有两个词，一个就是叫何况，还有一个就是照样。
And these two phrases are comparing what Adam did with what Christ did.
所以这两个词就是来比较亚当所做的跟基督所做的。
Much more occurs twice.
何况这个词用了两次。
Much more than what Adam did the grace of God and the gift by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ,abound to the many.
何况神的恩典与那因耶稣基督一人恩典中的恩赐岂不更加倍的临到众人吗？
Resulting in justification.
以至于称义。
Resulting in being right with God forever.
以至于与神永远的和好。
And then another much more occurs.
又出现了另外一个何况。
Much more those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness will reign in life through the one Jesus Christ.
何况那些受洪恩又蒙所赐之义的岂不更要因耶稣基督一人在生命中作王吗？
Notice how the word one appears and that one person determines our fate.
请注意这个词一人就是一个人怎么来决定我们的命运。
And then there's the phrase even so.
还有一个词就是照样。
And that occurs three times.
这个词用了三次。
And the even so is referring to what Christ did refers to what Adam did and then compares it to what Christ did for us.
所以照样就是指亚当所做的然后呢去来跟这个基督所做的来做比较。
Even so, through one act of righteousness, there resulted justification to all men and women.
照样因一次的义行众人也就被称义得生命了。
That even so, says one man Adam, led to our condemnation.
这里面讲到，因为亚当的行为使我们被定罪。
Even so, as that one man Adam led us to condemnation, even so Christ, one man, leads to justification.
但是呢，照样那一个人就是基督让我们被称为义。
Isn't it an astounding thought?
这是不是一个非常令人震惊的想法呢？
That God became one of us to rescue us.
神成为我们中的一个来拯救我们。
And the second even so.
第二个照样。
Even so, through the obedience of the one, the many will be made righteous.
照样，因一人的顺从，众人也成为义了。
Then the third, even so.
第三个照样。
Even so, grace might reign through righteousness to eternal life through Jesus Christ.
照样，恩典也借着义作王，叫人因我们的主耶稣基督得永生。
Do you know there's a problem with Christians?
你们知不知道这个基督信仰有一个问题？
Now what you're thinking is, yeah, there's plenty of problems with us.
但你可能认为啊，有很多的问题。
But there's a big problem with Christians.
但是呢，基督徒有一个很大的问题。
They're always worrying with always doing the right thing.
他们一直在担忧自己是不是啊做的对的。
Because they know they do plenty of wrong things.
因为他们知道他们做了很多错事。
And their brains get preoccupied with that.
所以他们的头脑中都充满了这样的想法。
And that's just not fun.
但这个是啊完全的是没有任何的乐趣。
Being preoccupied with what you do right and what you do wrong.
因为你整天想着啊，这个做的是对还是错。
It's just painful.
啊，是非常痛苦的。
But here's the wonderful thing.
但是呢，有一件奇妙的事情。
The only thing you really need to worry about.
那你只需要担忧一件事情。
Is what Christ did for you.
就是啊。基督为我们所做的。
Because it's his choice that matters, not yours.
只有他的选择才是最重要的，我们的选择是无关紧要的。
There is true victory in life if we rely on Christ's choice for us.
如果我们靠着耶稣基督的选择，我们就可以在我们的生命中真正的得胜。
Now, there is one huge difference.
但这是有一个很大的差别。
Between being born as a human being and as a child of Adam.
就是啊，出生，就是作为亚当的这个后裔出生。
And being born again as a child of God.
还有呢，就是啊，从这个耶稣基督的重生。
Being born as a child of Adam, you have no choice in that.
啊，我们的出生是从这个亚当的这个后裔的出生，是我们不由不得我们来选择的。
And you have no choice about being born a sinner.
你生下来是个罪人，这不是我们的可以选择的。
And you have no choice being born condemned.
那么我们被定罪也不是我们可以选择，所以选择的。
Because God has designed humanity to be a unit dependent on Adam.
因为神在设计这个人类的时候，就把它设计成为一，然后呢，全部都是由亚当的选择来决定的。
But there is a huge difference with Christ.
但是呢，跟基督来比，这是有一个很大的差别。
There is no choice with Adam.
在亚当的方面，我们没有任何的可以选择的。
But with Christ,
但是在基督里
we are called to believe and trust in what He has done.
我们就被呼召。来信他所为我们所做的。
Then when we trust what we have done, what he has done,
当我们就是相信他为我们所做的时候，
we are joined to him.
我们就与他合为一。
And we become part of the new humanity.
我们就成为这个新人类中的 一份子。
The God who has made everything, the Son of God.
那神创造一切，那就是神的儿子。
Is the one who came to die for that which what he has made has done.
来为啊，这个我们的来人类而死。
And when we trust in him,
当我们相信他的时候，
we're together with him forever.
那我们就会永远与他合为一。
Or if we don't trust in him, we're stuck with Adam's condemnation.
但是呢，如果我们不信靠他，我们就会永远在这个亚当的定罪中。
And because our fate is determined by Christ and not by our actions,
因为我们的信是基于耶稣，而不是我们自己的行为。
God's intention is to be kind to us forever.
所以呢，神就是会一直跟我们和好。
Ephesians states this.
那以弗所书说，
But God being rich in mercy because of his great love with which he loved us.
然而神既有丰富的怜悯，因他爱我们的大爱。
Even when we were dead in our transgressions, made us alive together with Christ.
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。
By grace you have been saved.
你们得救是本乎恩。
And the way Paul wrote that in Greek, by grace you have been saved.
那保罗用希腊文写这个你们得救是本乎恩的时候，
You can translate it by grace you have been permanently saved.
那我们可以翻译成因着恩我们就永远得救了。
And raised us up and seated us with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus.
又叫我们与基督耶稣一同复活，一同坐在天上。
In order that in the ages to come,
是显明给后来的世代看，
he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus.
要将他极丰富的恩典，就是他在基督耶稣里向我们所施的恩慈。
Do you know what the problem with Christmas Day is?
你知道这个圣诞节有一个问题吗？
The older you get, the more boring it is.
随着您的年龄增长，它就会变得越来越无聊。
Now it's fun to watch the kids.
但是呢，其实小孩子们却非常的喜欢。
But every year you get a new pair of socks.
每年你都有一双新的袜子。
And a tie.
一条领带。
Every year the same old thing.
每年都是如此。
And you have to hide your yawn.
你可能会要掩饰你的哈气。
Because you don't want to let people see you're bored.
你不想让别人知道你觉得很无聊。
But when you're a Christian,
但是如果你是一个基督徒，
every age is going to be a new delightful display of God's affection and love and will never be bored.
每一年我们都是在这里面看到神的慈爱的彰显，所以我们就永远不会觉得无聊。
Christ became one of us.
基督与我们合为一。
He entered the human race so that he could be the last Adam.
他成为人类中的一个是成为末后的亚当。
And he totally identified with being a human being.
他去与人类完全的认同。
To such an extent that he became our sin on the cross.
以至于他在十架上就成为了我们的罪。
So that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
使得我们可以在他里面成为神的义。
And we have become one with him.
我们与他合为一。
That's the tremendous message of Christmas.
这就是圣诞节的一个信息。
So the typical Christian spends a lot of time worrying about whether they're doing right or whether they're doing wrong.
一个典型的基督徒可能每天都在担忧自己做的是对还是错。
And that's not God's intention for us.
但这并不是神对我们的心意。
God's intention for us is that we should find tremendous joy in that one man, Jesus Christ, has delivered us forever and freely.
神的心意就是让我们基督里面找到这种喜乐，就是他完全的释放了我们，并永远的释放了我们。
Even as Adam's choice led to the condemnation of all of humanity.
就像亚当的行为使所有的人类都被定罪。
Christ's choice became the free gift of salvation to anyone who trusts him.
那基督的选择就成了我们每一个人的相信他的人所得的赏赐。
Why did God choose to have Christ crucified on a set of dried up, ugly boards?
为什么神会让耶稣死在这个干枯的丑陋的十字架上呢？
Because those boards were the leftover dead limbs of a tree.
因为那个十字架是一棵已经死掉的枯干的树枝做成的。
The first Adam picked fruit from a beautiful tree.
那首先的亚当从一棵美丽的树上摘了果子吃。
The last Adam upon the dead boards of an ugly, ugly tree became the fruit of eternal life.
但是末后的亚当就在那棵丑陋的死树的木头上做的十字架上成为永生的果子。
So aren't you glad to be a human being this morning?
今天你是不是为成为一个人类而感到兴奋呢？
Because you're part of the great unit that Christ has rescued.
因为你是这个耶稣所拯救的新人类中的一员。
Let's pray together.
我们一起祷告。
Our Father, we thank you that Christ is our means of deliverance.
父神，我们感谢你耶稣基督就是我们的拯救。
We praise you for sending your Son to become one of us.
我们赞美你你差遣你的儿子成为我们中的一个。
And may we realize that our confidence has to be in him, the last Adam.
让我们知道我们在这个末后的亚当里面有一个把握，有一个确据。
Not in ourselves.
而不是在我们自己身上。
But in him.
而是在他里面。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.